here's a story from The World.
Around 4 in 5 Canadians who've died from the coronavirus were residents at nursing homes. That's why the Canadian government put a virtual iron ring around these facilities for months. But now the homes are starting to open up again. Experts say confinement is doing more harm than good for many residents. Here's Anita Elash with more from Toronto.
Bonnie Wilson's 92-year-old mother, Elsie, moved into a nursing home in the Toronto area about 8 years ago. Elsie has dementia, but Bonnie says the last time she saw her in person, she was still the stylish and cheerful mom she's always known.
We were out at Valley Village with her hair done, her outfit, her earrings on, looking forward to participating in life.
That was March 3rd. The coronavirus outbreak hit Canada soon after. Nursing homes across the country were locked down and families were locked out.
Being isolated, not having any thing to look forward to, we had no end date in sight. Certain things started to go awry.
The home was short-staffed. Wilson's mom was confined to her room and her problems with chronic pain got worse. The only way to see each other was through weekly video chats. Wilson says she watched helplessly as Elsie's physical and mental health deteriorated.
We're now at a point where she won't even go have a shower. She won't come out of her room. She won't get her hair washed. She doesn't. It's a combination, I believe, of her being in pain, feeling sick, and despondency. She doesn't want to live.
Most experts agree that locking down nursing homes at the start of the pandemic prevented many coronavirus deaths.
A week, a few weeks, you know, it's a necessary evil.
Dr. Samir Sinha, director of geriatrics at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Toronto, supported the lockdown.
It's not going to be great, but, you know, we have to weigh risks and benefits here.
But Sinha says regular family visits are often what keep nursing home residents mentally and physically healthy. And he says there's increasing evidence that keeping families apart for more than a few weeks is hurting residents.
We're seeing issues of undernourishment. We're seeing increasing issues of loneliness, depression that comes with that level of social isolation. And we're seeing worsening behavioral issues and people just deteriorating as a result.
Sinha says he wasn't surprised to learn that in one nursing home in France, infectious disease experts found that more people died of neglect during their confinement than from the coronavirus.
You know, we may have the same numbers of people who may have died from loneliness, social isolation, dehydration and malnutrition as actually died, you know, from COVID-19 itself.
Sinha is pushing provincial governments in Canada to allow nursing homes to open their doors to unlimited family visits. That's something they're reluctant to do. John Yip runs Kensington Gardens Nursing Home in downtown Toronto.
So it's a very, very complicated situation. Tough, tough call. There's no easy answers here.
Like other nursing homes in Ontario, Kensington Gardens allowed the first indoor family visits last week. They're limited to once a week for up to 30 minutes, and everyone has to wear a mask and keep their distance. Bonnie Wilson, whose mom is in a different home, says she still won't be able to give her mom the care that she needs.
Under those rules, I can't help her with anything. Can't touch each other. I can't assist her. And I'm not able to do anything other than say hello. That's not enough when we have people that need attention.
And John Yip says he's also seen residents deteriorate mentally and physically during the lockdown. But for now, he doesn't want to risk another coronavirus outbreak. 8 residents died of COVID-19 in a single week, and his staff were forced to deal with the emergency situation. Yip says it was hard on everyone.
Our staff who don't bag bodies were bagging people they had cared for years, not in black body bags, but transparent plastic ones, and with a Sharpie would write on the bag the name, time, and roll that body bag through the unit. That sticks with me. Like there's trauma there.
Yip says that if there's even one new case at a nursing home, they'd be forced to confine residents and prevent any visits again. And he says no one wants to see that happen. For The World, Anita Elash, Toronto.